welcome to the Simple Faith Podcast from the Faith Formation Department at St. Catherine of Siena Church in Austin, Texas. This year, our Faith Formation theme is inspired by Pope Francis's formal institution of the Ministry of Lay Catechist. As we know, parents, grandparents, and family members are the first teachers of the faith to our children. For this reason, our theme this year is The Faith Received, The Faith Shared. And the title of today's podcast is Where's the Romance? It's February, and we know what that means. Lunar New Year, Groundhog Day, and President's Day, right? No, it means romance. And in the Catholic Church, what exactly is romance? Years ago, I saw a t-shirt with a picture of a bespectacled girl on it under the banner, Reading is Sexy. So if we're talking about romance, reading, and the Catholic faith, let's see if you can identify this quote. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Of course, when we think romantic reading in the Catholic Christian faith, we immediately call to mind the Old Testament. That quote is from the opening lines of the Old Testament book, The Song of Songs. So you're probably wondering where this is going. Way back in 2019, Pope Francis instituted the celebration of the Sunday of the Word of God on the third Sunday of Ordinary Time. Following the Christmas liturgical season, we begin the liturgical season of Ordinary Time. Now here's a fun fact. There isn't a first Sunday of Ordinary Time. On that day, we celebrate Epiphany. Next comes the second Sunday of Ordinary Time, and then the third, which we now call the Sunday of the Word of God. In his declaration, Apparuit Illis, Pope Francis explains why he chose this day to celebrate the Word of God. He writes, "This Sunday of the Word of God will thus be a fitting part of that time of the year when we are encouraged to strengthen our bonds with the Jewish people and to pray for Christian unity. This is more than a temporal coincidence. The celebration of the Sunday of the Word of God has ecumenical value, since the scriptures point out for those who listen the path to authentic and firm unity. The third Sunday of Ordinary Time falls near the week of Prayer for Christian Unity and Holocaust Remembrance Day. This makes it a fitting time to remember and reflect on the Word of God as a powerful tool to remind us of our unity as Christians and with all of humanity." St. Jerome is famously quoted as having written this statement, "Ignorance of the scriptures is ignorance of Christ." Take a moment now and reflect on this question. What is the place of the Word of God in your life? Pope Francis writes, "Regular reading of the sacred scripture and the celebration of the Eucharist make it possible for us to see ourselves as part of one another. As Christians, we are a single people making our pilgrim way through history, sustained by the Lord present in our midst, who speaks to us and nourishes us. For this reason, we need to develop a closer relationship with sacred scripture. Otherwise, our hearts will remain cold and our eyes shut, struck as we are by so many forms of blindness. Our society, our country, our world are all very fiercely divided. We all have our lists of who's in and who's out, who I can just not tolerate and which ideas are anathema to me." But Pope Francis continues, "Yet another challenge raised by sacred scripture has to do with love. God's word constantly reminds us of the merciful love of the Father who calls his children to live in love. The life of Jesus is the full and perfect expression of this divine love, which holds nothing back but offers itself to all without reserve. To listen to sacred scripture and then to practice mercy, this is the great challenge before us in life. God's word has the power to open our eyes and to enable us to renounce a stifling and barren individualism, and instead to embark on a new path of sharing and solidarity." So getting back to the romance, in her book, Abide, Keeping Vigil with the Word of God, Sister Macrina Whitaker talks about romancing the Word of God. She recalls, "I was discovering that words bless, They move and dance and sing. They abide. They absorb and unite. They inspire. Words invite us to feel included, loved, honored. They call us to play and to work. They teach, comfort, praise. They forgive. They ask us to be authentic and true. They summon us to go deeper into the mystery of our lives. They teach us compassion and love. They make us laugh and cry. They draw us into the romance of life. Words can also destroy, wound, and kill the spirit. They can reject and ridicule. They can torment and make us believe that we are less than we are. Words are powerful. We can use them for good or for evil. Our words have power to bless or distress others. When we speak a word, it cannot be unspoken. Sister Macrina explains, in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, we see John the Baptist pointing his disciples in the direction of Jesus. The two disciples of John then begin following along behind him. When Jesus sees them following, he asks them, "What are you looking for?" And they inquire, "Where are you staying?" Jesus' answer, "Come and you will see," can be an invitation to each of us to move deeper into our romance with the Word of God. And then she explains, "The quest for a deeper relationship with the holy mystery we call God requires more than just asking questions about the dwelling place of God. We must be willing to be a home for the Word of God. Likewise, the Word becomes our abiding place, our abode. It is the space in our lives where we practice being rather than doing. It is the space where we remain in Jesus and He remains in us. There is no way to arrive at this place except through the gentle practice of romancing the Word of God." Take a few moments now and consider, what is your ideal prayer space? How might it look? Is it spacious with lots of windows to let in the light? Or is it small and dark and candle lit? Next, reflect on your internal prayer space. What's going on inside you? Is your internal prayer space nice and orderly, with regular times for silence and sound, work and leisure, people and solitude? Or does it look more like our home offices and home schools during COVID, filled with papers and books strewn around, tasks and chores half done, and a dozen electronic devices pinging in the background? As guides for our personal prayer, our keeping vigil and romancing the Word of God, Macrina Whitaker offers a question to help guide us. As you pray the scriptures each day, listen to Jesus asking you, "What are you looking for?" And take some time to ask yourselves, "Just what am I looking for as I spend time with the Word of God?" Envision yourself being drawn into a deeper union with God. What would that be like? What would you like it to be like? In what ways are you abiding with or romancing the Word of God to deepen your knowledge of and union with God? Can you think of one way you might begin? Prophets of the Old Testament might be one place to start. While we don't often think of those biblical texts as terribly romantic, prophets do have some wonderful things to say about God's love and faithfulness and call to us. The prophet Hosea says, "The desert will lead you to your heart where God will speak." And Jeremiah reminds us that God says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness." Or we can turn to the story of the two disciples following Jesus because John the Baptist pointed them in his direction. Jesus asked them, "What are you looking for?" By taking the first step to follow him, going into our internal prayer space, reading and romancing the Word of God, we can begin to experience the words of the prophet Hosea and let God lead us to the deepest part of ourselves where we will hear God speak.